opportunity to, in detail, find out what will be going on, but nonetheless we understand that the county engineer will introduce and chat with the various persons on hand, royalty and that sort of thing, and introduce the county officials, including Chelan County Commissioner Dave Davis from our area, the 3rd District.
About the new bridge and the status of the old bridge. Of course, the
Highway Engineers Lloyd Berry, and he will be participating in today's broadcast activities. We understand he will be the first person to take the microphone. Yesterday, we had an opportunity to talk with Lloyd Berry, the Chelan County Engineer. We asked him about the opening of the new Chelan Falls Bridge. It's the Chelan County Sheriff's Office helicopter doing a couple of flybys for the people here that are certainly gathering in larger numbers now, probably 100, 150 on the bridge itself, with probably another 25, 30 walking down the roadway, and certainly more coming as well. So it promises to be a great turnout. Square dancers dancing on the bridge for the enjoyment of all. The Chelan County Commissioners on hand. We noticed Chamber of Commerce officials, City of Chelan Mayor, and some of the City of Chelan administration also. A day that's been long awaited for persons here in the Chelan Falls, Chelan Station area, and certainly long awaited for the people who truck the apples in and out of this area. It's going to be a much, much safer road, and much safer as well for the numbers of persons that do work in this area. Wayne, we're going to throw it back to you for a minute. I got a couple of things to iron out, and we'll be right back. Okay. Once again, you hear the Chelan County Sheriff's helicopter in the vicinity of the bridge. And what they're doing presently is they're working on taking pictures for their files and probably for the Daily World as well, from various locations of the crowd and the cars and that sort of thing gathered here on the bridge for today's activities. And we just talked with Lloyd Berry, county engineer, indicating it'll probably be 5 or 6 minutes more before broadcast activities and the opening are underway. However, he was not sure. It was depending on exactly how much time it took to get some satisfactory pictures from the helicopter. A broadcast coverage today brought to you by Valley Evaporating. 67 local residents are currently employed there at the Chelan Falls plant down here. And for those 67 who commute daily to and from work, their job of getting to their job will now be much easier and, of course safer. The daily commuting on the old bridge was difficult at best for them, particularly in the winter. And the drivers of the larger trucks, of course, attempting to reach the various Apple facilities down here, including Valley Evaporating, have had a tough time as well. Valley Evaporating, processing tons of raw fruit each season. not only apples, but other fruits as well. The processed fruit is distributed throughout the United States and other parts of the world. So, for those driving to and from that plant, among others down here, this bridge is certainly going to mean an easier job for them in their job of getting to their daily job. Just talked with Lloyd Berry, as we mentioned a couple of moments ago, and he did not give us a firm time as to what time the broadcast activities will get underway. And the opening activities, he did mention it does pretty much depend on the photographic work that's being done from the Chelan County helicopter. We noticed the helicopter is once again set down on the bridge here, so likely our broadcast activities will be underway shortly. Once again, the activities today, a presentation of the R&R Grocery, Country Kitchen, Cascadian Fruit Shippers, along with Valley Evaporating. This is Steve Bikewist, KOZI Mobile News at the new Chelan Falls Bridge. Technical difficulties, our two-way transmitter from our broadcast location is interfering with not only our broadcast equipment, but some of the square dance equipment and that sort of thing, public address facilities here. So we've been unable to broadcast it, otherwise the entire proceedings would come to a halt until we stopped. So that's our technical difficulty. Nonetheless, we are recording it, and we'll be able to rebroadcast the festivities for you in just a couple of moments, as soon as they are complete. The Chelan County engineer has introduced the visiting royalty, Lloyd Berry, introducing the royalty from the Chelan area, the Manson area, and the Saddle Club, introducing various public utility district, county road people, as well as the county commissioners, and that sort of thing, acknowledging the presence of Chelan Mayor Gear, along with some of the members of the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce that are on the hand in the large crowd that's presently on the bridge enjoying some square dance exhibition by the Swinging Lakers, also of this area. We would anticipate that within a few moments, Chelan County Commissioner Dave Davis will take over the program and complete today's ribbon-cutting ceremonies. He, as we understand it, will be doing the ribbon-cutting. The $750,000 project completed by Burnham Construction of Auburn, those are the people that built the road, and Goodfellow Construction of Wenatchee, the people that built the approaches. And Mr. Berry explained that the bridge is an in-house design. In other words, the county handled the design work and handled the liaison between the contractors and the county, thus saving the taxpayers money. It is a federal revenue shared project. The bridge is some 500 foot long, and it certainly is a beautiful day for the bridge opening. Still people arriving. Clear blue skies, just a little bit of breeze to keep things cool today, and the Columbia River flowing by on one side, the Chelan River only running about 2,000 cubic foot of water, which would be what's coming through the generator on the other. A lot of families, a lot of picture taking and that sort of thing. As soon as the broadcast activities or the dedication activities are completed here, we then will be able to present the entire rebroadcast for you. Our broadcast coverage for the past 45 minutes or so has been a presentation of the R&R.
Royalty of the area and Chelan County Commissioner 3rd District Dave Davis during the honors of Events for fundraising affairs and entertainment pieces. Anything else we should mention?
There is one thing. There's a new program available at the Apple Corps through the Council on Aging from the 4th Legislative District.
that will pay minimum wages to senior citizens interested in working at the Apple Corps Theater 20 hours a week. The qualifications depend on an economic scale of about $2,800 maximum income for a single person and $3,700 for a couple. So it's really approaching a poverty level situation. With the 5 positions available, we're hoping to have 3 reservation secretaries to help us do the program, especially for the summer, and a building maintenance man and a grounds maintenance man. Anybody interested should contact the Apple Corps. It would be a good idea to contact them today. There's going to be a representative there today at 1 o'clock to talk with applicants who might be interested.
You mentioned senior citizens, but I believe for this program that means a 55 or older, right?
55 or older is the age qualification. It would be very minimal work, and we're hoping to get some people applying from here locally. It's rather important. We're really very short of help at the Apple Corps Theater, and it would be a great way to have some help for those citizens also.
Okay, again, thank you both for coming, and we are quickly running out of time here. So, Steve, I think I'll just toss the ball back to you, unless you want to go for a while.